You're listening to Girls Gone Wild. This is Joy.
And Claire.
This is episode 133. For a second, I was almost like, what is my name? I almost didn't
know. Where am I?
Episode 133. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hello.
How's your week been? It's just us this week. We don't have a guest. We've had guests for a few weeks.
Yeah. Well, and Miles.
And Miles.
Hi, Miles
is here.
We're trying to get him to go to sleep.
Yeah. This episode is sponsored by Kalo, the makers of the silicone wedding rings. Valentine's Day is coming up. If you haven't seen the picture of the engraved wedding rings, Kalo rings, they are so cool. You posted one of yours and Brandon's a couple weeks ago, and basically they can engrave anything that you want. You can, well, you know, within reason, not like a whole soliloquy, but
yeah, you can do initials. You can do like you and your husband or boyfriend or girlfriend or fiance or wife or, you know, whatever. You can do like a date, you know, that your
something,
wedding anniversary or just
like
an
something special.
Date to you.
Yeah. So when you order a new Kalo ring, you can get it customized with a word or date that means something special or unique to you and your spouse. You can go to QALO.com, enter code GGW. That gets you 15% off your order. And you can also go to Kalo.com and see examples from the Kalo team so you can get an idea of what that looks like. And they're super, super cool and super special for this time of year. I mean, what Valentine's Day can, like, some people can be like, oh, it's cheesy, but I'm like, oh, this is such a cool gift. Like, this is a really unique gift. And then it feels meaningful. And then everyone.
And it's like not, you know, it's something that is useful. And I don't know. I just think that they're the perfect little kind of just like, I'm thinking of you. I didn't want to go super crazy. You know, I know something you can use. It's like one of those things. I always think the perfect gift is finding that thing that you know someone will use, but they would never buy for themselves.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's like the definition of a Kalo ring.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yes. So you can go to QALO.com, support the podcast by supporting Kalo. Again, that discount code is GGW.
Yay.
Claire, how you been?
I've been, you know, hanging in there.
We worked out together this morning.
Yeah, we did.
It was so cool. We were partners with the wall ball.
Oh, God. we had to do a partner warm-up, and you had to, like, toss the wall ball over the pull-up rig.
Yeah.
I don't think so. The first two rounds, I bounced it off the top of the pull-up rig back down to myself.
Smash it on your face.
Absolutely could not have done that if I was trying.
Yeah.
The first Arvada team wad?
I think so.
And that kept happening, and I was like trying to get the wall ball over the goal.
We were doing it over the goal post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
wow,
TJ,
that was a blast from the past.
Forever ago.
Yeah.
And TJ could be like, you probably couldn't do that if you were trying. You're like, no, I couldn't.
No.
Which makes it worse, actually.
You only did it twice. You did it like the first two times. And then
there
once
were
you...
only three rounds.
Yeah. And then we had to do sit-ups, with wall ball sit-ups, passing it to your partner. And Claire was like, I can't sit up.
Yeah, I'm not doing sit-ups yet.
Okay.
And then we're supposed to do push-ups. Like, can't do push-ups yet either. I'll just hold a plank.
Yeah.
Modified warm-up. Modified everything.
Modified everything. But how's it feeling? You're looking good.
Yeah, it's
looking
good to
strong.
Get back. It's definitely... I mean, the nice thing is that I don't have to relearn the movement patterns. And also, it's really awesome to have, like, such a – I remember how things are supposed to feel. And so, it's really easy for me to know, okay, I'm at my limit. And, you know, like, for example, today during the WOD, it was 10, 8, 6, 4, 2 thrusters with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 muscle-ups. So, as the thrusters went down, the muscle-ups went up. So, obviously, I wasn't doing muscle-ups, but – I was doing ring rows and ring dips, but I think I went way too light on the thrusters. I just did 35 pounds. So I feel like that's a good spot to be in, though, where I feel like I have more in the tank and feel like I could go heavier rather than, like, my first workout that I did where I was like, oh, man, this is going to be a long haul.
Right.
So it's nice to kind of feel like I am at the capacity where, okay, you know, the empty barbell is too light, which is great.
Yeah, you'd rather do that than, like, jump into something heavy and then injure yourself.
At this point, I would much rather – and I feel like anytime you come back from, an injury or just a hiatus, it's important to really start slow. Like, I would so much rather get to the end of a WOD and think, man, I have a lot left in the tank, than get to the end of a WOD and think, oh, man, I really overdid it. And now I'm going to have to take, you know, a week to recover rather than being able to come back tomorrow and try a little bit, you know, push a little bit harder.
Right. Are you still following BirthFit?
No.
Okay.
So I did that BirthFit for, like, kind of loosely followed it. It's a 4-week program. I loosely followed it for about 2.5 weeks. And I just really felt like it wasn't enough. And I think I've talked about this before. Like, I didn't realize this because I didn't even start looking at it until I was 6 weeks postpartum. But it's if you have an active pregnancy and a normal, like, a non-C-section, like a normal birth, it's meant to be started almost right away.
Okay.
Like, within the first week or two after. And so I think if I had started it that early, I would have felt like, oh, man, this is really you know, where I need to be. Like, I'm really rebuilding. But I didn't start it until I was like 6-7 weeks postpartum, when I was like, okay, I'm recovered. Because really what it is it's like a recovery program.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, after 6-7 weeks postpartum, I was like, okay, I feel recovered. I just need to get back to doing these movements. And I just don't, you know, like glute bridges and shoulder activation things, like those are great in terms of warm-ups and in terms of sort of getting back in your skin. But after, you know, the first 2 weeks, I was like, all right, this is, you know, I feel like, okay, this has done its job of kind of getting me back in my skin, and now I need to actually get in the gym.
Yeah, and you were ready to go.
Yeah.
And I know you're ready to get back in the gym, yeah, too.
So, yeah. But, yeah, it's been good. So, this week I actually did 3 workouts, which I think I'm up to, like, 8 that I've done so far postpartum. So, yeah, every time it's just, like, a little something different.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is just still working on my core and wanting to make sure that I'm really being aware of activating my core. So, like, last week, one of the WOD had overhead barbell lunges, and I just knew immediately, you know, I do not have the core for this. So, instead, I did a really light overhead pause squats. So really just, you know, empty barbell, pause at the bottom, really focusing on keeping my core tight and trying to keep my glutes and my quads activated. And that's the other weird thing, is just like getting back to normal movement patterns. I don't know whether or not I've mentioned this before, but because for so long I was having to move around my belly, I wasn't really firing my quads.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I was like frog legging everything.
Yeah.
And so it's been interesting. Like the first time I rode, my quads were on fire.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I had been having to push my knees so far apart to get my belly in between my knees.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, I haven't fired my quads in like 6 months. So just, you know, every day it's like, okay, what am I going to do with my new body today?
That's really cool. We had a listener who asked a question, if you can tackle this now that you're on the other side of things.
Mm-hmm.
She says, because I'm pregnant and I'm struggling with finding the sweet spot of working hard and conversational level of effort.
There is no sweet spot.
Also slightly struggling with people in my life having opinions on continuing to CrossFit while pregnant. For the record, I'm 16 weeks pregnant and have been regularly CrossFitting for 2 years.
I think, honestly, like, first of all, you really just have to come to terms with the fact that you cannot work out as hard. There is not really a sweet spot with, like, going hard yet being conversational. Those things are not compatible. So what you really have to do is just come to terms with the fact that that everything is relative, and you cannot push as hard as you used to. And you're not going to be able to feel that same burn as you ever had. And, you know, like, so my rule of thumb, some people get, like, heart rate limits from their doctor. Like, I think 160 or 165 is a pretty common one. But my rule of thumb was try to never be working so hard that I couldn't whistle.
Oh.
Just like that, I really had full control over my breath. And also, like, if you're really working that hard and you kind of, like, stop being able to, like, you don't have enough spit. So, obviously, that only works if you are good at whistling in the first place.
Right.
But, yeah, I really very quickly had to kind of sit down with myself and have a little talk, actually in the middle of a WOD once, where it was 400 meter, every round had a 400 meter run.
Yeah. And was that the one where you were really upset that you couldn't finish it?
Yeah. And I ended up bringing it down to 200 meters. And I was like, what if I do a 200 meter farmer carry? And TJ was like, just do a 200 meter run, Claire. Like, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And I had to, I really had to be like, okay, this is not just about me right now. And that was kind of my first moment of like, this is about Miles, you know, like, this is not just about me being healthy. This is about also thinking about somebody else. So, and then in terms of other people's opinions, F them.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, it's between you.
But what if it's family, even family?
Especially family. Okay. Your family's opinions.
Yeah, right.
They don't know what the heck they're talking about, and they are going to be the most overprotective. And honestly, the best line that will shut everybody up is, my doctor says it's okay.
That's a good one.
That has to be true. You know, like, I definitely was very open with my midwife about it, was very open with my coaches about what I was feeling that day. But it's between you and your doctor and your coach, if you want your coach to be a part of that decision making. And at the end of the day, if your family is concerned, just say, you know what? Or you can even, you know, go so far as to say, my doctor encourages me to stay active. My doctor is encouraging me to, you know, this is like, I don't think that any doctor would tell you, no, you should stop being active during your pregnancy. Right. They might not agree with CrossFit per se, but I don't know. There are so many benefits to being active during your pregnancy, especially if you're healthy.
Right.
Anyway, F them.
So, and everyone,
good luck for the next 34 weeks, because not 34 weeks, God, 24 weeks. Whew, I hope you don't go to 50 weeks.
Keep going.
Because everyone's going to have opinions and you just got to F all of them.
Yeah. Do you miss the opinions?
No. Oh, I'm still getting them.
Really? Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Like how to parent and how to do this and how to whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the other day I was at a friend's house and Miles had a hat on and he like was getting hot. And so I pulled his hat off and she was like, oh, I'm so glad to see you have a hat on him. I always get so angry when I see mothers in the grocery store with their babies don't have hats on. And I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. Judgy pants.
I get so angry when I see babies without hats.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh my
gosh. That's funny. And how's your schedule going? Because I know.
Nope.
Nope.
We don't have a schedule.
Well, I mean, like, I'm sure people want to know, like, any updates on the job hunt or, like, your plan of...
My plan of attack.
Of attack with life.
2016.
Yeah.
The job hunt is going slow. It's just been hard because I feel like what I want to get into is kind of specific, and yet the experience I have is not as specific.
Yeah.
So trying to get into, like, public lands policy, but... You know, with most of my background in marketing and project management is just sort of, I'm trying to just figure out how to bridge the gap. And so I'm just trying to kind of apply to anything and everything that's even remotely related. And it's just a pain in the ass.
Job hunting is
the worst.
Yeah.
The only thing worse than job hunting is dating. And dating can be fun, actually. And you get free food.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't remember who I was talking to about this recently, but all the dating apps that are out there. I'm like, I don't know. Because I met Scott way before all those apps came out. And I'm like, I think I did Match, but that was it. There weren't apps for anything.
Right.
And I can't imagine what life would be like to be in the dating world.
Yeah.
With like Tinder and whatever else is out there where you're like constantly, I don't know, it would just be so weird. Exhausting. Or like even texting, like we kind of were texting. That was like right when texting was blowing up. But
you're so old.
I know. We actually had to call each other.
Ugh.
Anyway, it's just crazy. Yeah. Well, I know that you came over on Thursday. Are you like getting stir crazy at the house?
Yeah.
I can't because Brandon went back.
Brandon's back at work. And his schedule, I mean, even before Miles was born, his schedule changed every week. And that was hard even before Miles. And now his schedule still changes every week. And so it just makes it hard to like really get into any kind of groove.
Yeah.
Which is what was hard about it before, but is especially hard about it now. So like today he's working from 3 to 11. Like what the heck kind of a shift is that? Anyway, and then like, you know, on his days off, I also need a day off, but it's like, well, we both want days off and it's not happening ever again.
Right.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
But
so then
it's just an adjustment.
Claire came over and watched Pitch Perfect 2. And what did you think of that movie?
I liked it.
Did you?
I liked all the cameos.
I liked the cameos too. Scott and I were still laughing about the Green Bay
Packers.
Little like... Yeah. Whatever group.
Acapella.
So funny.
Dance off or sing off. I know that was the best.
Yeah. I was like, I told Scott, I'm like, were those all actual players? He's like, yeah. It was like all actual players. Yeah. It was so funny. Yeah.
And yes, by the way, we just saw Pitch Perfect 2 for the first time. So bear with us.
Bear with us.
Anyway, what's new with you?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was debating on talking about this on the podcast, but I think we should.
Oh, so these are my favorite topics.
Remember when I told you that I wasn't going to apply for that job?
Oh, no.
So I might apply for that job. So I decided to talk about this on the podcast. I'm like, no one really, it doesn't matter if I talk about it or not. Miles is like really going after that pinky.
He's going down on the pacifier. If you hear slurping noises, that's his band back here.
He's so cute. So there's a management position open at my current job or at my current workplace. And it kind of came on my radar that I should apply. And so I've been kind of tossing it back and forth because my last job was in management. It was a very difficult experience. So I really...
Such a diplomatic way to say that.
hesitated to apply. And I kept going back and forth. And it came on my radar like early December. And so I think what I wanted to talk about today was like, how do you handle... Like, how do you weigh difficult decisions? Because I feel like I'm, like, smack dab in the middle of whether or not I should do this. And I think the answer I keep coming to is, like, just apply.
Yeah.
See what happens. But then there's, like, this inner conflict of, doing something because it's challenging versus, like, doing something because you want to do it. And there's, like, two, I don't know if I want to do it, but I also know it'd be a good challenge and a good opportunity to grow.
It's like your Groupon marathon all over
again. I know. It really is. It's some of the Groupon marathon. So I don't know. I think I just wanted to talk about that. Like how, if you have like a big decision like that, how do you usually come to a decision? Because I'm like really indecisive around the whole thing.
I don't know. Because the things that motivate you are very different from the things that motivate me. Like for like I would, something being a challenge for me would be secondary to whether or not I wanted to do it. Like if I wanted to do it, but how do I put this? If I were to make a decision that had both, you know, that had pros and cons.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know what? I like, this is a pretty good fit, but there are also some cons. And one of the cons is that, or not one of the cons, but in addition, it would be pretty challenging. That to me is a separate decision.
Okay.
It's like, do I want to do this? Or, you know, would this be beneficial to me? Does it align with where I want to go? If the answer is yes, then I'll do it. Whether or not it's going to be challenging, I mean, that might have some, that might play into, does this align with where I want to go?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. To me, like, I look at the challenge of something as sort of like, I don't know. It's just not a decision-making factor. Does that make sense?
So like you're not going, oh, it'd be a good challenge.
Yeah. Unless it's like a very short-term thing. Unless it's like, oh, this project would be a good challenge and I'm going to learn from this project. Not like, oh, this life decision is going to be a good challenge.
Right.
So, yeah.
The other thing I think about too is that you, in Kaiser, you can almost always move around to a different position too. So it's not like I'm locked into this. So I see that as like a, it'd be, I'm interested to try it. And I also don't want to base this role
on your last
on my last experience. One on my last experience because
I don't know, I really think just apply.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was what I finally, with grad school, I was so terrified of, like,
oh, that's true,
what if I get, you know, what if I don't get in, what if I do get in, what am I gonna do? And finally I was like, I am way getting ahead of myself here. And I've even been doing that on my job search. Like before I apply for a job, I'm like, oh, I don't know, is this gonna pay enough, what if they, you know, aren't flexible? And it's like, whoa, cross that bridge when you get to it.
Cart before the horse.
Yeah, very much. So I just don't, I think you should apply. You should be really honest with, you know, the hiring managers about your concerns.
My concerns and expectations and what I want, what I don't want.
Yeah. And if they say, honestly,
we can't flex around these issues. Because I have like top three things that I really, really want. One is pay. Because if it doesn't pay like significantly more than what I'm making, I'm like, nope, because management is very challenging. Two would be using JT. I still need to incorporate him into the job. And then three would be, I don't want to travel.
Yeah.
I like my commute and I don't want to be running around town going to all the different offices. But anyway, so that's on my radar and we'll see what happens. I think it's more or less just like the holy crap that just fell on my radar because someone approached me about applying. And I was, my first reaction was like, hell no.
I know. Yeah.
Hell no. And then it kept picking at me because for whatever reason, it just never left me, which to me was like a sign that I need to pursue it. I need to at least just think about it and not have a like initial reaction of get away from me. And then Scott's first reaction was like, hell no as well. So I haven't talked to him about it.
Marriage hack.
Lie.
Marriage hack. Just lie. Just ignore. I don't know.
So I haven't talked to him more about it. I haven't told him yet that I'm going to apply because
I just think, yeah, well,
I'll tell him after I get the job.
You can just cross that bridge when you get to it. That's like been my life motto this past year. Cross that bridge when you get to it.
That's a good motto. Yeah.
Don't. Because I think when you were like an anxiety prone person like we are, if you just take a, you know, if somebody gives you an inch and you run like 100 miles, not even just 1 mile, hundreds of miles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy. My grandma always says this.
Mimi?
No, Nana.
Oh, Nana.
I have Mimi and Nana. My mom's mom.
Okay.
She says, but what if I have a daughter and she falls in the well? You know, like, that's what she always says whenever I'm like, well, what if this stuff? She's like, well, what if I have a daughter and she falls in the well?
I like that.
You know, and it's like, okay. Yeah, you're right. Like, there's so many things that have to happen between what is, like, the decision in front of me and the things I'm worried about.
Right.
That why worry about these things before any of the decisions on the path to that problem have been made.
Yeah. It's definitely been a lesson in just taking a step at a time and not going to, you know, the worst case scenario or thinking, okay, I'm not going to do it because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I have never been in this position before at this facility, at this organization. So I can't judge it based off of a past negative experience. Anyway, so that's, we'll see what happens. I'll keep you guys posted on that. Okay, let's talk about the open.
Oh, are we seriously here? Really? Again? It's the open again?
It's the open again. I cannot already? Believe. I've been kind of stalking Dave Castro's Instagram, and he's been kind of hinting about working on the WADs. And it got me thinking, like, how do they design these workouts? Because last year, remember when they were getting, like, really strict about weeding out the people that were crappy and trying to sneak their way into regionals?
Yeah.
I remember that one guy that did that?
I do remember that one guy.
So I've been wondering about how every single year I wonder what, I don't know, like what kind of, I wish we could interview him so bad. Like what goes through his mind of like, this is where we're starting, or these are the movements we actually have to incorporate this time. Yeah. Or these, you know, we're going to just do all muscle ups, you know, just to piss it's people off.
Five workouts of muscle up AMRAP.
Yeah. Instead of 7 minutes of burpees, 7 minutes of muscle ups.
I just feel like, I don't know, part of me thinks, of course, you know, of course he is the programming mastermind. I'm sure there's a lot of thought that goes into this. I'm sure there's a lot of planning that goes into this. And the other part of me is like constantly varied. Is he literally just sitting there being like, pants it? Like, is he on Instagram? Like, first in movements I see. You know, like
throwing a dart at the board.
Right, literally. Like, is he, I think there's, it's probably somewhere in the middle there.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the workouts, especially for the open, obviously there's a lot of rhyme and reason to them, but at the same time, there's got to be a little bit of a not random.
I feel like he has to be creative. He has to get more creative every year. Yeah. Or at least, you know, last year, what did they repeat? What was the year where they repeated another one?
They always like, repeat one.
They always? Okay. Yeah. So
almost. He always talks about how he always tries to repeat it.
Okay.
One. Yeah.
So then we know that's coming. Almost always they do do they always do time limits or is it four time?
Well, up until 2014, up until 14.5, they had always done time limits. And then 14.5 was the first open WOD ever where there wasn't a time cap. And that's when everyone died.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like literally tons of people got rhabdo.
Oh.
Yeah.
The thruster.
Yeah. The thruster burpee. But then.
That I did on New Year's Day. Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I just like to do weird things like that. I do like to suffer. Mm-hmm.
And
this is why, like, I consider the job because I'm like, it'd be a good challenge.
Yeah, I don't know if loving on that hill is a good.
I'm weird like that though. Yeah, I know. That's my jam. Just suffering through life.
Wow, Joy. Let's maybe dig into that another episode.
I'm really sad inside.
Then, like, the last couple of years, there's also been the workout where you, like, unlock the next level.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's, like, the hard... Well, it was the same one, right? It was...
The harder it is.
It was 14-2, was 15-2 or whatever. It was, like, the
more you do, the harder it is.
Chest to bar pull-ups, overhead squats.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, like, the further you got in each round, if you, like, you could, like, unlock the next round.
Yeah. So, the better you did,
the better the worse you are, the worse it is. Yeah. CrossFit.
I'll be curious to see. Do they know yet, like, where they're going to do all the announcements?
I don't know.
I checked on their website today and I saw all the dates. They listed the dates of like regionals.
Yeah, they probably haven't announced it yet.
So
I'm trying to think what did we see? What were the new moves last year that we hadn't seen before? We should have done our research on this.
Google that. Hold on.
And I feel like everybody was thinking, oh, we're going to see handstand pushups, and we did. Oh, we're going to see. I'm interested to see whether or not triple unders ever make a.
Do you think they would?
I don't know. That would be quite a stupid human trick.
Yeah.
I think that would get a lot of criticism.
Well, last year they did single unders, which was so dumb.
Yeah.
I got really mad about that.
Yeah. I was like, double unders like the one thing like, that I'm
stop.
Good at. And now I do single unders. Actually, I didn't do the open last year because I was pregnant and I'm not doing it this year either. But what other ones did we see? I don't even remember because I didn't do that mostly.
Yeah. It's for whatever reason. I don't know why my...
Your internet's not
right. No,
that's right. You guys are probably all sitting there being like, duh.
Oh, wait, here we go. Week five. Week one of 15 was... 15-1 was complete as many rounds and reps as possible in 9 minutes of 15 toes to bar, 10 deadlifts, and 5 snatches.
Okay.
And then it was 15-1A, which was one rep max clean and jerk.
Oh, right.
And you had a 6-minute time cap, which was kind of cool that they did that. Week two was for every 3 minutes, as long as possible, complete 2 rounds of 10 overhead squats and 10 chest to bar pull-ups. So that was the one where we're like, from 3 to 6 minutes, 2 rounds of 12 overhead squats, 12 chest to bar pull-ups. And that was like, that just weeded a lot of people out immediately.
I remember I did that because that was the same as 14.
I did that at Elevation.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah. I forget. That was the same as 14.3 or something.
Was it?
I remember that when I did it in 2014, Chris Garofoli was my judge. And I did all the overhead squats. And then I went over to the pull-up bar and I had done all my squats unbroken. He's like, right, next round, break up your squats. I was like, there's not going to be a next round. I'm not getting through 10 chest bar pull-ups.
I was getting nostalgic today because I was thinking about I think the first year I did the open and I couldn't.
Old J.
Yeah, it was at the old J and I couldn't even do, I don't think I got one chest bar pull-up.
I think I maybe got one or two.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. 15.3 was complete as many rounds and reps as possible in 14 minutes of 7 muscle-ups, 50 wall ball shots, 100 double-unders.
Okay.
Okay. 7 muscle-ups. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and then the scaled version. So, scaled option.
I thought that was interesting last year. I liked that they had the scaled. Although, I remember people were so pissed when they had, like, pull-ups in the scale, and everyone was like, that's not a scaled movement. Like, people, you can't, like, it... I don't know.
People get crazy.
People get pissed.
The scaled was 50 wall ball shots and 200 single unders, which was then, that's, I remember that.
I remember that in one of them, they scaled to chin over bar pull-ups and everyone was pissed because they were like, that's not a basic movement. You know, that's an advanced move, blah, blah, blah. And then in the next one, they just took it out. And that's one where they didn't even have pull-ups, right? They just took that out completely.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, these are totally two different, completely different workouts, you know, which they were. Like wall balls and double and single unders are different than muscle-ups and wall balls and double unders, but it just was like, you just can't win.
Yeah.
That was is the one.
Everyone's going to complain. I think on some level, Dave Castro likes that and likes the drama of people kind of complaining.
That would drive me freaking crazy.
Did he post the Instagram that was like, hey guys, practice your muscle ups now because they will be in the open?
I hope so.
Someone
people
did that.
Stop freaking like freaking out. I just
put your big girl panties on.
I just want to be like, listen, nobody is making, you know, like, yeah, I'm sorry that you paid $20 to do this, but first of all, if you're paying like $150 a month to be at a CrossFit gym, let's be honest, you can probably afford $20 to get in the open. And sorry if you can't,
you can cough up the money for that.
And you can't, I'm sorry,
and
if
you chose,
quote unquote, can't participate, but maybe, you know, that just tells you, all right, well, I know where my fitness is at. I need to work on pull-ups. So this year, I'm going to do ring rows just for funsies. I'm going to enter a score of 0 and just deal with it.
Yeah.
And sorry, I'm not on the leaderboard anymore. What does that tell you?
Yeah. 15.4 was complete as many reps as possible in 8 minutes of 3 handstand push-ups, 3 cleans, and then 6 handstand, 3 cleans, 9, 3 cleans, 12, 6 cleans. So it kept going up. You said you add 3 to the handstand push-ups and 3 to the cleans every round.
Got it.
The women's clean was 125. And then the last one was, what did I say? 15.5 was 21. I think they have it wrong here. 27. No. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was thinking of 14.5.
Oh.
27, 21, 15, 9 of row and thrusters.
Oh, right. The calorie row.
Yeah.
I remember that one. That was when I judged that girl and she was really pissed at me.
Oh.
Do you remember that? I was like cheering her on in the rower and she told me to shut up.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I was like cheering her. I was like, you can do this. Push through your heels. And she was like, just shut up. I was like, oh,
OMG.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
People are intense.
I remember the wall ball and single unders one.
Yeah.
My judge didn't count my reps right. And I was so pissed because I was like, you don't mess this up for the open. I'm sorry. Like for me, I was like,
I don't know.
I was counting for her. And I was like, I think I did one. I finished a, you know, round of 200 single unders and she thought I had 30 more left. And I was like, oh no,
no, no.
I'm going to the wall balls now. You're going to have to deal with this because...
I don't know. Part of me is like, whatever.
This is where people get crazy and it like starts to take over and there's just this weird...
That's why I don't do the open. Because people get cray.
People get cray.
I don't really like
you're
the
not
word
gonna,
cray, but
yeah,
I think
I know,
it very much
either.
Applies to the situation. People get cray about the open. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it this year. I also, well, for multiple reasons, but mostly because I don't want to feel pressured to do moves that I know I'm not ready to do.
Yeah, it's fair.
But also because it just drives me freaking crazy.
Yeah, sorry.
Just,
I'm sorry. Mom Sandy just...
Oh, no.
Okay, so Mom Sandy has like this cute one-eyed dog named Winston.
The best.
He's the cutest and he really has one eye. And she just sent me pictures of chewed up protein bottles.
Oh, buddy.
That was so funny.
Oh, Winston.
She just started WAG, so she's texting me about it all the time. So let's talk about our updates.
So WAG has a Facebook group and I like posted something about it. About
working against gravity for those of you guys who don't know what we're talking about.
Which I say WAG still and Brandon's like, WAG? I'm like, really? Come on. Do you even listen to the podcast? So I posted something in the Facebook group and Sandy commented on it, like, without realizing it was me. And I was like, Sandy, it's me. I was like, it's Sandy doing WAG. And she goes, Joy told me to, and she's my alpha.
It was so funny. She's like, I do whatever Joy does because Joy's my alpha. I have to serve her. I'm like, all right. Okay, that's cool.
It's a little weird, but let's go with it.
She always says that. Oh, Sandy. Hi, Mom. Sandy. So how is your WAG program going? You're on the fifth week, right?
Yeah,
so
I'm finishing up my fifth week, which is crazy. I have your
PB2 here for you. I got Claire this like huge
Costco jar. She texted me yesterday about PB2, and I was like, yeah, I haven't tried it yet. She goes, oh, well, I'll get you some at Costco. P.S. I'm currently at Costco. I am
at Costco, and I'll pick some up because it's right in front of my face. It's powdered peanut butter, which, side note, one of my friends...
We totally made fun of this before.
Yeah, we so made fun of PB2. One of my friends texted me a while ago and was like, oh my gosh, this stuff is so good. It tastes just like peanut butter. And I was like, why would you eat powdered peanut butter? Like, duh. And Claire's like, yeah, why not eat the real thing? And I was totally judgy about it. And then now I like slathered on it everything and I'm eating my words too.
I wonder how many macros those have.
It's so yummy.
It's going well. So I'm almost done with my fifth week and my macros actually have been the same every week except for one. And so the first week where they were the same, she changed them the second week and then she changed them back the third week.
Okay.
So yeah, it's been going well. I kind of am... I think just everything about my body is still such a moving target that it's kind of hard to say. I'm definitely have been losing inches, but my weight is kind of over the place. My hormones are such a moving target and my workouts are really inconsistent. So It's kind of hard to really see. I mean, I'm seeing consistent progress, but I think it would be a lot more consistent if I was working out more regularly and if my hormones weren't just sort of like all over the place all the time. So I don't really know how long it takes for your hormones to go back to normal.
Yeah.
Probably like a long time.
Yeah. Hormones as in like, are you moody? Are you just feeling...
No, just like in general, you mean your hormones are so crazy, you know, when you're pregnant and then...
just in terms of how it affects your weight. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just in terms of how it affects my weight. And like, I don't have like a normal ebb and flow yet. And sure. So everything is just kind of still crazy, especially like breastfeeding. And also like one of the things you're supposed to check in with every week is like, how was your sleep? Like, what do you think?
Yeah.
So everything is just still so, it's all just very relative. Like, how is my sleep? Well, I got 4 hours in a row, which for like a normal person would be terrible. For me, seems like kind of a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm still really liking it. I really like my coach and it's fun to be in the Facebook group. And more than anything, I still just really like it because I feel like one of the biggest things I've struggled with postpartum is feeling like I'm not really in control of my life. That someone else, aka Miles, is controlling my life. And so to have something that I can so clearly measure, both literally and figuratively, is really gives me a real sense of like, okay, this is something that I can kind of be, I don't want to say be in control of because that makes it kind of feel like a little bit disordered thinking.
Yeah.
And I think it's just more like this is something that I can take back. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I can own. And this is something that I can, at the end of the day, I can look at this and know what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
And that's been a struggle for me postpartum is feeling like every single day is still so up in the air. It's still so different that I can't wake up and be like, okay, I even have a vague idea of what my day is going to look like because it could change so much.
Right. But not only that, it probably feels empowering for you that you know that you're treating yourself well and that you're doing this is more or less a really good method of self-care.
Yeah. Yeah, that's also, it's been, yeah, it's nice
like to kind of... Like, you have, like, zero time to do self-care, and you're trying to get in the gym, and you're trying to get into somewhat of a schedule, and you're... So I feel like doing this for you has really good results. It affects your energy, and I could see how that would be a good thing.
Yeah, it is nice. And it's kind of the same thing of, like, taking the time to take a shower and blow dry your hair.
Right.
You know, it has that same kind of effect on me mentally. He's just been so awake this whole time. He's
so alive and awake.
Oh, goodness. Don't scratch your eyeball.
Yeah, don't scratch your... No, owie. Owie. He's so great.
And you still haven't, you know, thrown your food scale through the wall.
I haven't, which totally surprises me. Because when I... Oh, my gosh, you guys. 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago even, I would have never thought that I would be enjoying this. And I...
Is this one of those things that you did because you like to suffer?
No, I mean, that's funny that you say that because the initial reaction was like, oh, what am I doing? Yeah. But I was totally curious. And there was something about the mission of Adi's program that really stuck with me. And I think it's just the whole like getting you to perform better, getting you to eat balanced, not really having judgments on good and bad foods.
Yeah.
And just kind of the way that she framed it felt like it clicked for me and I could understand the reason why. I think that's why I don't never subscribe to any quote unquote diet before because I didn't really get the point. I never saw the point. I never saw the point of paleo.
Yeah.
Like vegan for a while, obviously I was like, oh, well, whatever. I'm not even gonna go there. But I was like really into Chris Carr and like her website. And so there was like that kindred spirit that I connected to at the time. But other than that, like as far as, you know, really watching your diet, and nothing really ever clicked for me of like having a good enough reason why to do it. So when I was reading and researching Working Against Gravity, it was like, oh, I can stand behind this. I can see the performance results. I can see that you're nourishing your body and you're including all the macronutrients. And I remember like what Natalia said, where she's like, you should never restrict any of the macronutrients. Like you should always have,
right, you should never cut out carbs.
She's like, you fat. Need them all. And yeah. So I thought, well, okay, like I have Natalia's words in my head and I'm like, I can subscribe to this.
Totally.
So from the get-go, I mean, I think I've mentioned before that I already see a huge difference in my workouts. I'm so much faster. I feel so much lighter. I feel stronger. And that feels like I'm working out with a new body. I was writing my check-in this morning to my coach. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I really feel like I'm working out with a new body. Like it feels like even, you know, I was doing we have like a little incline trainer. That's like a incline treadmill. And I was doing that the other day. And even that, like in the past, I hate running or walking on an incline. It just sucks for me. I like hate it. And I felt really strong. I felt like I could go a lot faster. So even that, like those small changes.
Yeah.
So but what I love, which sounds really dumb, but not, is I feel like it has opened up the world of food for me where
nothing's off limits.
Nothing is off limits. I don't feel judgy. Yeah. Where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can go to Costco and I can buy. And granted, we're like fairly healthy eaters, but just in terms of like, I love cereal. I love cereal more than anything. I think cereal is like the most wonderful thing invented. I love cereal so much. And I never would let myself eat it in the past because for whatever reason, it was like cereal's carby and just
right,
like,
sugary. Oh, sugary. And it's not going to keep you full and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And now I have cereal every morning for breakfast and it's like the best thing in the world. And I have cinnamon toast crunch.
Oh my gosh. No wonder you're like, I want more carbs. It just burns up all your carbs.
But that feels really good to me.
I'm an all-carb diet.
God, you were so stupid.
Well, and I feel like there's really something to be said for being like, you would never let yourself have basically like your favorite food. And now it's like,
I
look
can,
forward to it.
And I understand how it fits into the ethers of like all the little pixels fit together. Right. And so that has been a huge shift for me of like, I respect food. I love food. I see how it nourishes my body. I see how all the pieces fit together. I see why my macros are set the way they are and that you can fit them in however you want them. Now, of course, what I'm learning is like, there's foods that take up less space and you're hungry faster. And I'm trying to learn to like eat the foods that make you full.
Well, that's longer. The thing is, I think that like the thing that I've really learned is like, you know, you can have pizza and donuts and bacon or whatever, but you can't eat that all day and still fit. It's like you can have like you can figure out a way to fit to work around it, but then if you have a slice of pizza the rest of the day, you're gonna be eating vegetables and lean meat,
right?
Which I don't know, in my opinion is kind of the way that it should be. It's like real to me it's basically just like very specific portion control.
Exactly.
So
yeah, anyway. So I'm really loving it. My weight's gone down, but what's another funny thing about that is I'm like, I don't think I have ever weighed below 150 ever, probably when I was, I don't even remember when. Yeah. And I hit 148 this week and I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. But I also very like detached from numbers. I'm aware that I'm not like, oh, I gotta hit like one. I don't have a weight in mind. Mm-hmm. What comes for me is the goal that I started with and I continue to work on, which is just like perform better, feel better, have more energy, have a better mood. Like I feel really good. Like when you hit your macros at the end of the day, you're like, oh, that's awesome. And it's kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a big question of, you know, how do we carry this on long term? And that comes up a lot in the WAG Facebook group.
Yeah.
And I think that used to worry me, but I think now I'm like, it's not black and white. Like, you can, totally. You know, you have a lot of tools, and I don't know if I'll do it past the 3 months. I'm thinking I probably will, because I'm enjoying it so much. But what originally started as something like restrictive and, oh my gosh, I have to pay attention to your food, has in fact opened up my eyes to respecting my body more, respecting food more, and performing way better in my workouts. I'm like, this is pretty cool. So there just goes to show you that you can be surprised by some things. And also that it, you know, my mindset going into it was like, it was going to be bad, because in the past I've had like disordered thoughts around food and eating. And I'm like, wow, it's kind of interesting. Like, what happens when you open your mind up to something and like just say, okay, I'm just going to try this. Let's see how it goes. I'm going to be open-minded. I'm going to question why I thought that in the past, and I don't need to do that anymore. And what I've found is like, oh, I have an even better relationship with food in my body now.
I feel like our last like 5 episodes have just been like a huge commercial for this program.
I know, but I think, I mean, yeah, and it's, I mean, people can go through, I'm sure there's other people that do this type of coaching, but you know, we chose to go through working against gravity, but
we're loving it.
And we're loving it. Oh man. So what else we got? Wadapalooza. Have you been keeping that up with that on Instagram?
We should go there next year.
Oh, it looks like such a fun party.
Like, yeah. It looks like a more party version of the CrossFit Games. We should go there instead of the CrossFit Games.
But it rained. I saw pictures of rain.
Better than getting a heat stroke.
Yeah, that's true.
Hashtag CrossFit van.
Oh, CrossFit van. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That was, I still look at those photos and I have like nightmares of what they went through. But it just looks like so much fun. It's in Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Yeah, you could sing that. You could wear like a tiny neon swimsuit the whole weekend, like Sam Dancer.
So fun.
That picture of Sam Dancer. Oh, that
picture of him in a Speedo and doing handstands.
Just, I love Sam.
Just so great.
Just so him. Apparently, he took a picture of him from the front doing a handstand in the Speedo, and it got taken down by Instagram.
Shut up.
A little obscene, apparently.
Wait, from the front? It was, was that one from behind?
Yeah, it was his butt.
So it was just his butt? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
In my mind, it was the front.
I hope that's not what he looks like in the front.
I just lost my headphones. Hold on. Ow! Oh, that hurt so bad. I just like hit my face with the phone.
All right, I'm back.
Oh no.
So we are going to go to the games, do you think, this year?
I don't know. Yeah. It's going to there's a lot that's going to happen between now and
then. A lot of moving parts.
Like, I'm getting a job. Brandon's starting nursing school. But I think it'd be fun to go to Wadapalooza instead.
Yeah.
I don't think probably both. Who knows?
How did that become such a big thing? Like, who hosted? Yeah.
It's like the first year. I feel like it exploded.
Exploded. Last year it got pretty big, and this year it was like
really.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know how long. So I know Progenix was one of the sponsors this year, and it looks like they also got Reebok on board, and I'm not sure how much of that was in place last year. So I think this year they just got a lot of bigger sponsors.
Yeah.
So cool. I think it looks like a lot of fun.
I just love those things. I mean, I'm basing it off of the CrossFit Games of like how it would probably be like that, where you just like walk around and you're in CrossFit land.
Yeah, I feel like it's like that, but like even
parties.
I feel like it's like a frat part. It's like if the CrossFit Games were hosted by
Mike Bledsoe.
Hi, Mike.
I saw a photo of him. Like, there's like some after party, and Mike Bledsoe's face was on like one of the. Like people who's gonna be there, and I was like, that place, that's gonna be a party.
Yeah, it's gonna be a mess. So much going on. Yeah, we should go to there.
Okay,
maybe
so
maybe don't bring Miles.
Yeah, Miles, you want to go? Hi, big boy, so cute.
Oh my gosh,
he's got the best eyes. Scott was talking to me Friday night. We were out to dinner, and he was talking about the Nike Metcon message board. So he has like access to all these like secret, super geeky message boards for Nike. And he was like, yeah, how are you liking your Metcons? He was so excited that he got me the Metcon 2s. So I was like, oh, I love them. Yeah, I've been working out in them and they're really great, which by the way, I do like them a lot. Compared to the Nanos, I'm not like seeing a huge, huge difference, but like the Metcons and the Nanos are pretty comparable. I like them. I mean, to me, it's like, yeah, it's a CrossFit shoe. So he's telling me about this message board. He's like, yeah, some guy found a pair of women's Metcons and he didn't find the men's. So he just got a pair of women Metcons, the ones that you got. And he wrote on the message board that he wore them to the gym once. Another girl was wearing them, the same exact shoes, and she lifted more than him and beat him in the wad. So he returned them.
Whoops. That's really funny.
I'm like, well, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, you should be honored that, like, a chick, like, that's awesome. So funny. And then Scott got all excited. He's like, are you going to put that in the podcast? I'm like, yes, I will tell that story.
Oh, is that the thing that when I got here? That's really funny.
Yeah.
Drew was like, I have a story from Scott to tell you.
Yeah. It's so funny. And then we were talking last night at dinner about, I love when Scott like gives me podcast advice because I'm like, really? Last night he's like talking about the open, which by the way, you guys, we are planning on doing some guests during the open. So if you listen during those weeks, we're going to have some fun people on to talk about the workouts. But he's like, yeah, you should do, are you going to release the episodes on Friday since the open is announced on Thursday? And I'm like, well, you know, maybe some days we do, some days we don't. People like consistency, so we don't like to do it every week.
We don't want to be like Serial and tell you that we're going to switch to every other week. Betrayal. Scandal. Lies.
Rude.
Rude. Serial.
So rude. Oh, it's like the only thing I live for. So.
Like I took away your refeed day.
Totally. Oh, if he takes away my refeed day, man, I'm talking about my WAG program. I have a refeed day today, which I eat all the carbs. I still don't understand when people are like, how do you eat this much? I'm like, what?
Cereal, guys. Stop. Eat the cereal.
Eat all the cereal. Drink all the juices. Oh, man. So anyway, he's like, you should release them on Friday. That way people like, you know, can hear about the open. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to confuse people. And then he starts talking to me like, no, you should, like, pretty much telling me how to run the podcast. And I was like, I like gave him this look.
Do
I'm
you
like,
even listen? Lift, like, listen?
This is not our first rodeo, so back off. But thank you for the advice. Okay, I love you.
Love you.
Love ya.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Okay, Miles, it's okay. We're almost done. We're almost done. But he's been so good. So that's it for this week, you guys. I think we've wrapped it up.
Yeah.
We've got some fun guests coming up, actually. We're not going to tell you about them yet, but just look for that. And you guys can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all those fun methods of social media.
And don't forget to get your engraved Kayla ring.
Yeah, engraved Kayla ring for Valentine's Day. QALO.com. Thanks for the support, you guys. We love you. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.